This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, and saying all that, and you heard the frustration, I hope you heard a little bit with Tua Tagovailoa yesterday as ass-kicking, embarrassment. We'll get to the good news, and the good news is the first game isn't for 3 weeks, but not a lot of good things going on with that practice. Started getting phone calls right after the practice. Frustration, lopsided, ugly, embarrassed, dominated, outclassed. All those things. And then the Lions media said it was the most lopsided joint practice they had ever seen. I expected it on one side once I heard some of the guys that can at least save a practice and make it look good, Waddle and Tyreek, were basically limited as they're being real careful with those two. And you realize, and the breakdown of this whole thing, the drop balls and breakdowns and penalties and all the things that made you look really bad, where people yesterday were going, wow, is this just a bad practice? Are the Miami Dolphins going to be that bad? And so I'm sitting down here. Now I'm just getting everything from all my guys up there. And then you probably saw the St. Brown show, because the highlights are out. And Jack Jones looked like he was trying to get cut. He got beat every way possible. They took the route tree. The route tree is 1-9 from quick post patterns, out routes, stutter and go, takeoffs, corner, you name it. If that was a game, he would have had somewhere between 15 and 20 catches for 300 yards. And number 23, Jack Jones, would have been chasing him on most of them. So he had a real rough day. I guess it didn't stop him from yapping, though. He kept yapping. I always love that, man. You keep yapping, you're like, what are you yapping about? You're getting your ass kicked. You ought to just play better and stop yapping. And so you know what happens. I can tell you what happens on that, because that's been going on forever. The guys that talk a lot, now all the guys on the sideline like to wear you out verbally. They like to wear you out. stuff like bitch, you're getting bitch slapped, and I'm just some of the clean stuff I can use. And it gets, you know, the talk out there, and he gets more fired up because that's Jack Jones' personality. And meanwhile, St. Brown just, again, he's one of the best receivers in football. So, but, yeah, he put on a clinic, including the separation, if you saw the stutter and go. By the way, that stutter and go on the takeoff's been around forever, and it's amazing because it still works. The old stutter and go, stutter like you're going to stop and run a curl or an out route, and then all of a sudden the defender breaks down with you, and then you say, good night, Loretta, I am off and running, you are nowhere in the picture. So all this stuff. And so last night, watching as much video as I could and talking to guys, and calls are coming in, and I called a couple of guys and stuff. So I realized, which I knew before, the team doesn't have a lot of depth. This team... And here's the problem, because everybody in football is injured right now. I saw the number one story is NFL injuries and how to handle it and how much you play guys. And everybody's got this theory. And we've been on this for 3 days, right? We've been on this for 3 or 4 days. Actually, it's always a hot topic, how much to play your guys and how much. And somebody told me yesterday, I just bubble wrap everybody. I wouldn't practice against anybody and just – have basically almost half walkthroughs. And I go, well, you'll be healthy, but I don't know if that works. I don't know if that works. That's called going 0 to 200 miles an hour by the time you get ready to play your opener. So I don't have an answer. I know guys are bigger and faster. And again, the Dolphins got a little scary yesterday. We got to get rid of that golf cart. That golf cart's got to go. Chop jumped on that golf cart. Listen, you jump on a golf cart, our minds as fans and media members, when we see a guy get on that golf cart, nothing but bad, bad things come to your mind. You can't help but be a part-time doctor when you see a guy and it takes a while and he gets on the golf cart and they take him off. And then we go, what kind of injury? And then we go, oh no, he got on the golf cart. This is a bad one. We always do that. Oh, he's on the golf cart. And by the way, I got to tell you my story, because I ran down the middle against the Giants. And I got as clearing friend. This is before Marino in my first couple years. And I ran down the middle, and the safeties were deep, and about 20, 25-yard route going down the middle of the field. And so I was able to turn my body and catch the ball, but I also knew there were two safeties that were – coming hard, and they weren't going to get there to break it up, so they were going to hit me as hard as they could. And they did, but the one guy hit me low, and I got the wind knocked out of me. Now, I don't know about you, for anybody's play, but when you get the wind knocked out of you, it's hard to get up right away. Guys claim they can do it. When the wind gets knocked out, I didn't get right up. And so I finally get up. I was excited that I held on to the ball, because the last thing I wanted to do is, because then I was a drop ball. You know you're going to get hit. Shoes go in this whole thing. If you're going to play in this league, you got to learn to catch the ball while you're getting hit and hold on to it, you know, and your mental toughness. And I was like, oh, so that was the good news. The bad news was Bob Kuchenberg was old school. And Bob Kuchenberg said, short of dying, you need to get up. You should never show the other team. Ultimate toughness of the Miami Dolphins is no matter what your injury. And by the way, God bless him, because he broke and had rods in his body, and he'd get up and go off the field, and they would find out, oh, he shattered his friggin' arm. Like, yeah, Cooch was – when Kim Bocamper says Bob Kuchenberg was one of the toughest Miami Dolphin players of all time, he was. He's passed, but he was a tough dude. So – as I'm standing up to go off the field, you know, trainers come out smelling salt. You got the wind knocked out of you, kid. You're fine. Cooch is waiting for me as I stand up, and Cooch goes, don't ever, ever do that again. Ever. You get off the field by yourself. You do not lay on the field. It was like this thing, like the other team knocked you out, and like they were winning, and it was like, don't ever do that on this team. And I'd never had a guy do that. I mean, I'd had the wind knocked out of me a few times, you know, and never had a guy, had a teammate. But it stuck with me. Here I am years later still telling the story about that. And but so the league getting back to original, we got a problem with – it's going to come down to obviously getting your key guys back. And I don't think we have a lot of depth, but I knew we didn't have a lot of depth when they put this thing together. And they didn't spend a lot of money and everything else. And we had some guys that haven't worked out so far. I guess Cam Smith is back yesterday, but I didn't hear anything about Cam Smith. So, but the injury thing working around it. And it was, if for anybody that's writing articles about get rid of Tyreek and Waddle, you know, is going to be here. He's in the future plans. But like, the drop-off after those two guys, like a lot of positions in the NFL, our 3, 4, 5, and 6 got exposed yesterday. They got exposed. Now, it wasn't all them, because we don't have a deep offensive line either. So that's what I stepped back after I listened to everybody, and they're talking about drop balls and mistakes, and guys couldn't get open. That was, by the way, that's a weird one. Man-to-man, one-on-one drills, because they got after. They did the drills you want to see. You want to see one-on-one drills. You want to see. And defensively, we had some guys get blocked, but we had some guys win on the other side of the ball. They did get some wins. But when you find out your guys can't get open and you're like, hey, man, you're probably going to have to play 3, 4, and 5. You're going to have to play. You're getting jammed. And then when you do get a chance to catch the ball, you're dropping it. It was that kind of day. It was that kind of day, and we'll find out how much, you know, again, there's an article in Yahoo today, Yahoo Sports, and it headlines how bad the Dolphins were. And I would just say this. It was a national article. It wasn't a local guy, so you don't have to hate on the local guy. But it's got good points. I mean, it's got a lot of good stuff, and is this just one practice? Because Mike didn't set up one practice with these guys. He set up two. And how do you bounce back from that thing yesterday? And, oh, by the way, that's not it for the young guys, because a lot of those young guys, they're going to go at it again on Saturday and play a lot of football. I don't know about the veterans yet. I'll know a lot more tonight, but as far as today. So, anyway, I wanted to get all that stuff out there. But the depth on the team is a real, to put it mildly, concern. With things that took place. So 3 weeks from this Sunday, we got the Colts. And thing that bothers me, and I hear somebody go, well, it's the Lions, and, you know, okay, but, I mean, if they were keeping score, that thing was bad yesterday. You know, I don't want to do that, because they were 15-2 last year. They got a bunch of guys injured. They lost some guys. They lost their coordinators. But they do have their key guys, and they look pretty damn good. We got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning, by the way. Want to let you know. We opened it up with Larry Bluestein. Going to be joining us on Friday, but I won't be here tomorrow because I'll be up in Detroit. But he's going to join us today. We're going to talk our first high school football show. Love doing it. It's that time of the year. We're getting close. We got the 2025 Broward County National Football Showcase next week. It's right around the corner, man. It pops up next week. And we've got two of the top five teams in the country coming to town. They're going to be part of this Broward thing. It's amazing. And I got another one for you, Woody. It's kind of cool. I can't remember this. Maybe some of you can't. Max Preps National Rankings came out. One of the big high school magazines has four South Florida teams in the top 11. Four teams in the top 11, and three of them are Broward County. So anyway, we'll have more on that stuff. We've got also some news coming out. Did you see the value of the teams that came out yesterday, Woody? Oh, my gosh. I'm leaving the big man out of it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the Dolphins' number was enormous. They're not even the highest.
Yeah. Everything went up 20% after these new contracts and these apps.
Amazing.
It's crazy. And the gambling now kicking in. Wow.
If one of these came up for sale, though, I wonder what it would actually go for.
You know, I don't know, like, but
if one
but,
of the premier franchises came up, what would it actually sell for? Like, if Ross is like, I'm going to sell the Dolphins straight up. I think you'd have a feeding frenzy of just like billionaires, right?
So yeah. Oh no, he could sell that thing in a heartbeat. The big billionaire club. They would. Somebody come in and so that we'll come back and I want to talk about that for just a second, because even though what the Dolphins came in at number seven in the league, just to give you an idea, not one of the top markets, by the way, not one of the top market. excuse me, not one of the top markets in the country. And yet there they are at the top from everything they've done. And then on top of that, everything else that they have going on there. Woody, that thing's got to be worth $15 to $16 billion. Crazy. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. First thing this morning, though, man, I was thinking about old Hurricane and the noodles are flying around. You notice all the noodles now, and they got them going left and right and at us and making a quick right and a quick left, and it's going to be a one, it's going to be a two, it's going to be a three. Hey, man, we're now on alert. Those guys are going to earn their money, man, now that do the weather every day. And I'm going to let you know hurricane season is here. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. If you haven't done it, if you don't have those impact windows and doors and that new roof, man, I'm telling you, you're messing around with big trouble. Now with the impact windows and doors, as strong as they are, boy, I'll tell you, and I don't know about you, but I tried the first couple of years doing those panels before I finally got mine on. Boy, it's a rough one to do. And you get the scare and you put them on and off and on and off. If you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now. You can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. That's, again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They cover all of South Florida. They got a knowledgeable staff that's going to answer the phone during working hours for you, give you all the information you need. Protect your home today with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back and good morning to everybody as we continue on here on a Monday. Flew back late last night. And team's already in Detroit getting ready for a couple of practices. And I would just say to all those Dolphin players, Dan Campbell is going to get after it in those practices up there and the preseason game. He is, if you watch the Dan Campbell story, he gets after it in practice. So this will be an interesting one. We just saw his coach, when his offensive coordinator a year ago, Ben Johnson, and how he's practicing. This one will be really interesting to see how this goes this week. And they need this work, man. They do. Mike said it. Hey, we need the work and get into it. 24-24 Bears and Finns tie. Had a chippy practice with him a couple of days before. And then everything, you got the good and the bad. There were good plays and bad plays in the fourth quarter. Look like this is what happens when the guys at the end of the 90-man roster play a lot of football. It gets ugly. Penalties, injuries, just a lot of ugly stuff happened. It was a long fourth quarter. If you turned it off, I completely understand. If you said, hey, three quarters is enough or half, I get it. No problem. I do understand. So anyway, there were guys, and it really depends on our riders and who their favorites are. We're going to have Omar Kelly join us, and Omar's up there. We'll talk to him and get his take on everything. But to me, the problems didn't just go away. We're hoping, and the Dolphins are hoping, the system, the experience, the more they play, the more comfortable they'll get and be able to handle it, especially at the cornerback position and the depth of the offensive line. Right now, this is a weird one. I wanted to say this about the cornerback position, and I think Ethan Bonner and Storm Duck are your two best corners. Now, people are going to go, what? I believe they trust those guys to play the game the right way and make plays. Those two. I think Jack Jones has a ton of talent. Makes a great play yesterday, Woody. I thought he had an interview, and I saw he mugged the guy the whole way down the field. So they call a penalty. Called back. Interception called back. But he's got – Jack Jones got unbelievable. Like, you got to keep him short of him going knucklehead on us this next couple weeks and doing something stupid. He should be one of those cornerbacks as well. Should get one of those jobs. But again, and then this offensive line, I know we're talking about the quarterbacks, and some of it, you're right. The quarterbacks had time to throw. There were plays to be made that should have been made with Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers, and Zach was in the pocket. I thought he had time to throw the football, and he didn't, and he took sacks. And to me, that's 100% on him. Now, he could say, well, my guys weren't open. I didn't want to throw it. Or he said he went through all his reads across the field. But you also got to realize clock's running in your head. you're going to get hit, especially if you're sitting in the middle of that pocket. They're going after you.
Now, the weirdest thing, though, with Wilson was how poorly he throws the ball when he's not able to step into it.
Yeah. You're right.
Like, I don't know if it's an arm strength deal or he's just frazzled back there or whatever, but
so,
man.
He's got
it.
You know,
strange.
He's got a strong arm because we said he's got strongest arm on the team.
When he steps into it, he does.
But he missed two throws, including one that to Tanner Connor, that is a touchdown. You got to get it out there to him, and he underthrew it badly.
I don't know why I was expecting it to be that much better with the quarterbacks, but...
Well, because they've had...
Zach Wilson's bounced around, man. Like, there's a reason, right?
Well...
Mike was going to fix him in a week, but...
Mike thinks he's going to fix him, and he still does.
Hey, he fixed Tua.
And then on top of that, the love affair with Quinn Ewers. I think everybody took a step back yesterday on that.
Yes.
Again, he's been great in camp. Like I said yesterday, go look at he's went out every time. I don't know if it's just every time I'm out there, he looks really good. And I go, wow, who made that throw? And I go, Quinn Ewers again. But in a game where live bullets are flying and you're going to get tackled, they don't let you make the throw and your guys are getting covered and they throw in a blitz or a guy gets beat, things change. And it's no longer just sit back there in a practice where no matter what, even a guy gets beat, nobody touches you. That's now done in a preseason game. I think you need to see that too, by the way. I think we're talking about you got to see short yardage and goal line live. You can't just do that. Stay high. We can't do that. It's got to be all out scratching and clawing and getting it figured out. Every guy in that offensive line that was in for any of those goal line situations knows what this team has been through. Everything has been clear. So you want to throw in all the narratives, that's another one. And that's one you can work on right now. You can't work on how you play late in the year. Well, you can. Part of this is this. But you got to be able to run the ball between the tackles. If you're finesse and you're going out and getting two physical guys to add to your offensive line at guards, and you're still saying you can't run the ball, we got a problem. We got a problem, and that's why they're saying the same thing. Like, look, we went out and spent a lot of money, and we moved up in the draft and gave up a lot of draft picks to get you two guys. And one of the reasons... The number one reason we brought you in is run blocking. So we could get first downs on 3rd-and-1 or 3rd-and-2 at the 40-yard line or down on the goal line once you get inside the 5. You don't want to be forced to bounce it outside and throw screen passes and all the other things. Or you want to be able to line up and get a couple of yards. 2nd-and-goal at the 2, 2nd-and-goal at the 3, 1st-and-goal at the 5. You want to be able to run it. I think you got to practice it in these practices. So they didn't get it yesterday. It's okay. You can't give up on it. Hey, last thing you can do is go, all right, didn't work yesterday. We tried it 7 or 8. We had 7 or 8 plays, and they didn't work. We're getting away from it, guys. Forget it. We're going back to last year. Let's get our pass protection ready to go. We can't run the ball when we get down there. No, you got to be able to run it for first downs to keep drives going, and you got to score touchdowns, man. And by the way, we did end up getting some touchdowns from all the guys yesterday. Actually, what, 3 different guys had a touchdown down there on the goal line, but you got to keep getting better at it and open holes and figure a way to get. This is not about getting 5 yards or a 6-yard run. It's about getting enough of a hole to get in the end zone. From 2 yards out, 3 yards out, you have to be able to do it. And yesterday is the start. Okay, didn't work as well as they wanted, especially on that first drive. We're coming back, fellas. We're going to do it again. We got Detroit. We're going to try to do it again. Get after them now. So anyway, that's one of the things needs to be fixed that you can work on. But if you think they're coming back to run the same offense, then what are we doing going out making our most expensive veteran free agent a guard and then going out and drafting a guy 37 overall and moving up and giving up picks? Picks that people are still screaming, we needed cornerbacks. How can we give up those guys, man? We needed young cornerbacks to draft. They thought this guy's going to be, and they believe this guy's going to be. Butch thinks on this first hand, this is not second hand, Butch thinks he's going to be really friggin' good. But, yeah. But we need more depth at this position, getting back to the original part of this whole thing. And I don't know if we have the guys or not. I thought a guy that really struggled yesterday, and I'm not picking on any one guy. He's been around. We got to see something. By the way, the guy's been around 3 or 4 years that aren't getting it done right now. We can't keep him on the roster. You got to start over. At some point, Adam Gase did it one time. We laugh about it. Remember the day, Woody, Adam Gase went in and said, ask the O-line coach, can these guys play? They've been around. We try them. They're in. They're out. And the O-line coach, he goes, I need in front of the staff. Can those guys on the offensive line play? And they go, no. He cut three guys. He cut three guys. If these guys can't play, Keon Smith got to play guard and tackle yesterday. Didn't look good. Didn't look good. Keon Smith, this is his fifth year. He was on IR last year. Woody, 5 years? No longer want to hear about potential in 5 years. If he can't do it the next week or two, then go find something else to be a seventh or eighth or ninth offensive lineman. I'm not picking on Keon. But we haven't seen anything out of Keon. He's been here. He made a lot of money. You do minimum wage for veteran players. We've set him up for a nice start in life. But he looks the part. He's quick coming off the ball. But it's not turning into being a good lineman. And I'm not just picking on one guy. There's some other guys in that list, too, that I'm not sure will ever be able to play.
Texter said, Joe admitted the Dolphins were bullied at practice on Friday. Nothing has changed.
What? We didn't get bullied. We got beat on one side of the ball, yes. The offensive line. But the defensive line beat them up pretty good, so... Before you start this, like, fifth grade stuff, the fifth grade, Joe's admitted. First of all, I don't need some guy to tell me what I admitted. I'm telling you what I know.
Trying to turn you, Joe.
Defensive lines both beat up the offensive side of the ball. Both sides got after.
Someone said, give Joe Rose the Iron Man Award, travel and still up for the start of the show. Love that.
Boy, it was a little rough getting up this morning, Woody.
Yeah.
I had a family full of people who wanted to talk when I got home, and I go 11:45, 12.
Really, is that late?
Yeah. And everybody's awake.
Everything go well on the flight home, though, is okay?
Yeah.
Good.
By the way, good experience with Southwest.
Really?
I'm trying them all right now. So
we're trying them all?
So Jimmy and I are flying back. Mm-hmm. We're not staying the whole time with the team. And so I have stuff to do. I want to get stuff done before – we get going here, station and some other stuff without getting into all my business.
Well, you don't need to spend a week in Detroit.
But, so we'll go back towards the end of the week, and we got a Saturday game this time. Then we got a game following Saturday at home. We're home for a couple weeks. I have great appreciation for home games right now. Today I have great appreciation for home games.
You did okay. You got a seat and everything. Don't they do, like, the boarding groups where they're
just
a free-for-all?
Can't beat 1-6.
Okay. All right.
Can't beat right there, number six in the line.
Nice. You guys got there early, or that's
got there
where
early.
The group was?
Got
or?
There early enough to have a beer and a sandwich.
Did you? Are you a beer in the airport guy?
I was because Jimmy was. Jimmy wanted a beer.
All right.
Ah, hell, I can
only one,
beer.
Though, right? Because we don't need one of those incidents where you're drunk on the plane. And
I've never done that, bro.
No, I'm not saying you did, but we've seen a lot of those lately.
Yes, but...
People have a few too many.
Not my thing.
They start becoming a distraction to the.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what we got to go to break here, Woody. We're dragging here a little bit, and we got
some headlines, by the way.
All right, can't wait.
Did you see what happened in NASCAR by any chance?
No.
Oh boy.
Well, that's a tease. Yeah. Don't tease me, bro. All right, Woody, thank you so much. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins and A to Z Sports NFL analyst, joins us. Kyle, good morning, man, and thanks for coming on. Was wondering, as all the news, the first preseason game is over. A lot of different topics with the game, and we'll jump into all of them. First of all, I want to start, because this was a big one yesterday. Hey, man. He was working on that goal line and short yardage situation, understands how important. He was stubborn about it. I loved it. This is where we get our work. They don't do it full speed and all out where you can tackle in practice like they used to. I'm glad they were doing the work. What'd you think?
Yeah, obviously you would love for it to not be pulling teeth down there, but I think when you look at what happened on some of the runs, and I think there's some easily correctable things. I appreciated the attitude. I like what Mike McDaniel said after the game as far as, like, look, we wanted the reps. Well, you got a couple of good concepts to get a look at, and you got a feel for how Jalen Wright feels those. You saw how Ollie Gordon handled his opportunities later in the game. Your best player, what you felt like in that regard, was Madison, so that's a bit of a bummer, and you're going to have to figure out who you want to kind of be the marquee guy there. But I was with you. Once they got down on the one, I said, I hope they run it every time, right? It's preseason. I don't care if they score. I want to see you work on it, and I want to see who and where you feel like you can run to get that yard when you need that yard.
So Vianaya and James Daniels, your top free agent that you picked, and you moved up to get your other guard, both 320 pounds. Those guys, they need to work. They need to get used to it. Patrick Paul in there as well. So I was just glad to see we got so many opportunities. And I know if it was a game and a regular game and we went 15 plays and didn't score, it would have been a downer, but they probably wouldn't have run it every time in that situation. All right. So, speaking of the O-line, Larry Borm played a lot at right tackle. And what did you think, not only about Larry Borum's play, but the second group of guys that played a lot of that game on the O-line?
Yeah, I thought Borum was fine. I know he's a player of interest because he plays the swing tackle, and for the rest of the preseason, we're not going to have Austin Jackson rolling. So Larry got 31 snaps. I thought he had probably two reps in pass pro where it looked like he kind of let guys get into him and collapse the edge. And obviously your responsibility as a tackle is to set the width of the pocket. So I felt like he kind of felt a couple of collapses. And I thought in the run game, it was what you were hoping to see from a point of attack and displacement. That opening drive, we were getting some really good expansion on the edge when it was running to Larry. And then you get down in the short yardage situations and, hey, I got a defensive lineman lined up head up over top of me, and he's going to crash down inside and try to get into the B gap. And he washed it down, and he did it on more than one occasion. So I think it's, you understand what the strengths and weaknesses are of the player. I think you were projecting him as a fit into how Miami likes to run their offense. And I think you saw why this was a marriage that the team was interested in. And I think there's nice things to work with Larry Borum.
Any of the guys, other guys, when those guys were all out, any of the other ones with the twos and threes that you liked, that you're going, okay, there's some potential there to work with, to have on a 53-man roster.
Yeah. I'm kind of cheating here a little bit, but I'll take it because of how you asked the question. I think Daniel Brunskill, with his experience in the scheme, I thought he played a really clean game.
Great.
And he ended up playing 22 snaps. A lot of it was pass protection work. I think he was only on the field for a half dozen runs when it was all said and done. But I think Brunskill, the absence of Eichenberg, and you're assuming Eichenberg with his contracts and the commitment there and the experience in the scheme that, like, he's probably not a bubble guy for you. I think both of those guys have earned the opportunity, especially because I thought one of the more disappointing players that Miami had was one that I was hopeful for this year in Keon Smith.
Oh.
Keon played a little bit here, there, and everywhere, and I don't think he looked comfortable anywhere. And on that possession, when Quinn Ewers had the strip sack, I mean, that entire play sequence was pretty tough for Keon at left tackle. So That's one for me. I'm looking for a big bounce back next week is Keon Smith, because I remember the cameo appearances he had in 23 and looked like a promising player. He missed all of last year. But I don't think he's high enough up on the pecking order where you can afford to have bad games and play everywhere and not look comfortable anywhere, which is what I kind of felt like the tape looked like against Chicago.
Yeah. All right, jump in the cornerback position, the other hot topic here in the first couple of weeks. So Storm Duck looks like, this is just me, tell me if you're with me or not. Storm Duck looks like your number one guy right now. I moved Ethan Bonner ahead of Jack Jones as a corner in Kendall Sheffield, and I know others disagree. I think Ethan Bonner, they're starting to trust more. He seems to be a little bit more comfortable. I still think Jack Jones got more talent than any of them, if he could ever put it all together. And Kendall Sheffield at number four. What about for you?
I think you have the right collection of four guys. I think for me, Storm is the one that has the sweat equity and played in the system last year. So there's a level of trust there for what they want him to do technically. I thought Ethan played the best game against Chicago out of all those guys. Now, I thought Jack Jones had a lot of really bright flashes, obviously called for the DPI. I think Jack, I would still be surprised if we get to week one and Jack Jones is not one of your starters.
Yeah.
Because he's that talented.
I agree.
But Ethan Bonner, obviously he had the tip ball on the Patrick McMorris interception. And that was a great play at the catch point. So, I think this competition is far from settled. And I thought the preseason game made it more intense coming into this week against Chicago, because I think guys represented themselves well all in all when it was all said and done.
I'm going to jump over to the quarterback situation. Were you disappointed? Is that kind of what you thought with what they were playing with Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, I thought Zach, the near pick six at the end of the half was pretty rough, where it was a ball that was late and it was a ball that was left behind inside. And that's a bad combo when you're throwing outbreaker routes. It'd be late, inside, and behind. So he dodged a bullet on that one for sure. I think he it's all the timing of everything, right? And I think he had a couple of really nice rips. I think Quinn Ewers had a couple of really nice rips. And Quinn had less help as far as guys catching the ball for him. I mean, he had some throws that were tight window throws that I don't think are advisable to make. But I think Quinn had, and it doesn't surprise me based off of how he played at Texas, Quinn looked like he had more of those opportunities where he gets to the top of the drop, he sees space and he says, I'm going to throw it. Like that trust and timing and spot placement, because that's how this offense is so often designed to operate, and it's what they did at Texas a lot of times. Now, the timing of it wasn't very pretty a lot, because it's third, fourth string wide receivers. It's Quinn getting these opportunities for the first time. So the efficiency of it wasn't great. But if I'm looking for the good thing from each guy, I think Zach had that throw to Taj Washington where he was hot and the Bears brought pressure and they were free up the A-gap. And he laid it out for knowing he was going to get hit to Taj. I thought that was his best play. And then Quinn, it was the willingness to trust the timing of the construct of the play.
Yeah. Let's move to the receiver position. I thought the guys played overall pretty well. excuse me. Both Taj and Malik Washington. Akine had a nice play, and D. Eskridge, and part of that was their returns as well. You can't keep everybody, I don't think. Who'd you like? Who kind of jumped out of that group that you liked as a 3 and 4?
Yeah, I think the chemistry with Malik Washington and Tua was not lost on me, where you could kind of see that towards the end of the year last year.
Yep.
And then you get the third down and the fourth down conversions and one of them to the field. So that's obviously a longer throw. But outbreaking patterns outside the numbers, I thought both of them were great routes for Malik to kind of get off the line of scrimmage and stand and set up the defender and then win across the face to get clean breaks and catch balls in stride towards the sticks. I thought so. Malik, from that perspective, stood out. I thought the best stuff that Nick did was in the run game. We've been asking for physical blocking wide receiver for for a while, and there was three, four occasions where Nick was the play side wide receiver, and he was condensed split, and he's coming down on a linebacker or a safety, and really effective. And that got me excited for Nick. So I think those two guys are the guys that popped to me the most as far as the wide receiver pecking order. I think Taj Washington had himself a really nice game as far as some of the short area twitchiness, and we obviously didn't see him last year. And I think the special team stuff in general was outstanding, and I think the fact that you got a number of different guys that had positive contributions in the return game, I don't know that that helps de-Eskridge as you're trying to get through the pecking order.
Yeah. By the way, special teams overall, when I know it's only one preseason game, man, what a difference, huh? That group, that's one of the best games I've seen overall in a long time.
You're not kidding. And it was kick coverage. It was returns. It was, yeah. And it was consistent. It was not, oh, they broke one return. I mean, that their average starting field position after returning a kick was like the minus 42-yard line.
Yeah, so no, it was crazy.
The hidden field position, but that's how you get 10 penalties and two turnovers, one of them inside your own five, and still tie the game in a preseason setting, is the field position element of what you had. I thought was a really promising first showing for Craig Aukerman's group.
All right, so obviously there's been a little shuffle here because of the Madison injury, and we hope he's okay after, God, finding out and playing doctor during the game and finding out how bad it was, so we hope he's okay. But now all of a sudden, Ollie Gordon II, man, I tell you, he's a strong, strong-looking dude at 225 pounds. You see him moving up a little closer to Jalen Wright, and I don't blame Jalen Wright, by the way. He had no shot on that fourth down play on the goal line there. But are they close, or Jalen Wright still clearly number two?
I think Jalen Wright's got a balance of skill sets, and I think he has – and the run that he had that he took down to the one-yard line on that possession where they end up not scoring any points. But it looked like it was some kind of inside zone where he has to cut out the back door. And as he cuts to his left, he then has kind of the cutback opportunity to get north and get straight up the field and spike the run. And the angle in which he gets his cleats in the ground and explodes off of that hard cut is something that I think is going to set him up for a lot of successful runs. And I don't know that Ollie has that reactive cut ability to him. So as you're getting these guys in the flow of it and you're getting the feel for the run game and what concepts you want to work and where you can trust runs to develop, I think having that reactive element for Jalen is going to help him, where once you know, hey, we're going to hit this gap where we want it, it's going to be there. I think that's where the size and yeah, kind of the burst of Ollie will really showcase itself best for you.
Man, we got so much to talk about. Hey, real quickly, I thought one of the best plays of the game, and I'm trying to figure out how he can be on the 53-man roster because I don't know necessarily he's one of your top pass rushers. Cameron Good made one of the great plays running down the field. I mean, that's one of those plays where the special teams coach goes, hey, man, I know he might not be one of the top four or five pass rushers, but you got to keep him. And then I look at Derek McClendon, who, by the way, everybody in South Florida, our writers on the Derek McClendon, you got to keep him. We're always looking for that one great story that he's going to be on there. And so what do you do? Can you keep both those guys?
That's going to be tough because I look at the defensive tackle room too, oh. Joe. And Austin Clark wasn't kidding when he said he has nine guys who can play a little bit, right? So you got Steeler. You got the three rookies, and I thought Biggers had a good game as well, and he almost blocked a kick. And he had, I think, three block kicks in college. So, yeah. Like, that's on his resume as a thing. And then you've got Matthew Butler had some promising
Matt Dickerson.
Matt Dickerson, who great. I think had an outstanding game. Ben Stilley. You've got a lot up front. And I don't think you can afford to just keep 13 guys on the defensive line. So yeah. The math there is going to be really tough. So I don't think you're going to have a spot for both Cam Good and McClendon. I kind of look at the depth chart, and I would expect that they're going to keep five. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
So it's the top four guys, and then probably one more. And I think Cam Good's got a big leg up there because of the special teams profile.
Yeah, man, that play he made is not easy to get off a block running down the middle of the field 5 yards ahead of everybody else that's running down there with you and make that kind of play was ridiculous. Hey, always great having you, Kyle. Thank you so much, man. A lot of good stuff.
Yes, sir. It's good to have football back, and glad we could chop it up a little bit.
There you go, man. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins and A to Z Sports NFL analyst with us this morning. Talk a little bit about the Dolphins. We could have gone about 2.5 hours straight with that guy. Hey, we got more stuff to tell you about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Hope everybody's having a good day. Dolphin fans, hang in there. Another day of practice today. We'll be telling you about tomorrow morning. I'll call in from Detroit as Woody got the show. I believe Omar Kelly being with him tomorrow.
That is correct.
And, yes, of course, you always get a little Jamie in there. We live through Jamie as well.
We're going to go up to Detroit again tomorrow.
Go up there.
We'll get recaps on everything. We'll have it for you.
All right.
You going to go to 8 Mile? Take a picture in front of the street sign or no? You thinking about it?
No, you know, Woody, I
also, the other idea I gave you too, that pawn shop.
Yeah,
there,
I like that show too. Yeah. I do like that show.
You imagine you show up there?
Nah, I probably won't go to either one.
You're not leaving the hotel, are you?
No, I do, but it's usually for a restaurant. Okay. It's all I ever leave for. I leave for restaurants and stuff. So anyway, hey, This other story we didn't get to today, but it's incredible. I remember like yesterday, I don't even know how many years it's been since Stephen Ross bought from Wayne Huizenga bought the Miami Dolphins for. How long has that been now? $1.1 billion. And at the time, I remember at the time, people didn't have the big vision like the people who have a lot of money. They always have great vision. Wayne had it. Stephen Ross has it. Mickey, all those guys have it. We can go Vinny. They all have vision to see things happen years and years ahead where we're just going through life every day trying to hang in there. So he paid $1.1 billion. And I remember people going, oh, my God. It's the most money ever spent. What is he doing? He'll never get it back. Well, yesterday, the latest valuation of what the team is worth came in the top 10 in the NFL at $8.5 billion for the football team. $8.5 billion for the team. I'm guessing that's a, Woody, would you guess, am I right on this? Is a stadium part of the deal too? I'm guessing, right?
I would think
and
so,
the training
yeah.
facility.
And the events and everything that they have there.
Yeah, well, that would
all
come with it.
Together.
But I got to tell you, when you look at, and I guess that's part of the property, but you look at F1, tennis, and everything else, it's got to be, I think he was offered $10 billion or was valued at $10 billion before. Now everything in the NFL has gone up 20% since last year, the value, for everybody, across
yeah.
the board.
And if Stephen Ross called and offered me a piece, you know, as an investment, I'd buy in today at that
oh, yeah, because you just figure
it's going to keep going up.
It's going to keep.
Hey, man, look, everything the Dolphins have and do is elite, minus the football.
You're right.
They're first class in everything, man. We saw a concert there a few weeks ago. I mean, they are first class. Go to F1 every year. They do it all.
I was just looking.
Just don't win.
Anybody get more out of their piece of property than – and Tom Garfinkel, the CEO, is – he's got – speaking of vision, again, that I don't have, he's got it. F1. The tennis, I believe they bought a piece of the tennis thing, so that's not going anywhere for everybody. So it might be moving. I don't know how many concerts they do a year now. What do they do? What do you feel like, 10?
There's got to be a lot. Yeah, any big-name artist is going to play there, right? And don't forget the other football team that plays there. It's going to fill that thing a handful of times.
University of Miami, will this year for sure.
You got college
first
football playoff games.
Got that.
Right,
championship got a Super
games.
Bowl coming up here again.
It's great, man. All of it's good, except for what
yeah.
happened in Detroit yesterday.
Well, so the thing that's still the most important thing to Stephen Ross, it is, and it's got to be frustrating for him, that he sits over there and spends all that money on that team, watching everything that's going on. I believe he's moved full-time to Palm Beach. I might be wrong, but I believe along with the new development he's got, and all the properties bought up there for his new I got all kinds of developments and cities and stuff that he's going to build. The guy's still amazing in his mid-80s, just incredible what he's doing. But there's one thing, because I remember, and I've told this story to you, Wayne Huizenga, the day that you-know-who walked out the door. For me, I thought for Wayne that was one of the most crushing days, is when I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. Nick Saban walked out and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm gone. He went to Alabama. Deal was already done. There's no stopping him. He took the job, and the rest is history. But he goes, I've been successful at everything I've done. Everything. Remember, and what was Blockbuster Video? Remember that thing just blew up? He got involved. He was in all these things, and everything he touched just – Turn to gold. And Wayne used to say, you know, like Stephen Ross, grew up a Dolphins fan, all I want is this team to be able to win a Super Bowl. That's all. That would be the ultimate. I've done everything. I'm worth billions. I can't spend it all. Matter of fact, you know, we lost Wayne and his wife. That's all he wanted. That's all the kids wanted. They just wanted to win a championship. And if you were to ask Stephen Ross right now, it's got more money than he could ever spend, ever. Alone, forget all the money he's made in development. Look at this thing. He just said not too long ago, I never thought this football business was going to be like this. I never expected this on this piece of property, what we've done and what Tom has done and what, you know, the people. He's got great people working for him most places. And
he has tried, man. He has tried to get every sort of person in
there. I can't even imagine. I know what my frustration level is at when I came in this morning again, even though it's not even a game. I don't know why. I'm like
that practice
trying to hold back.
No, Joe, that was very
frustrating. No, but it's still
because
3 weeks from the season.
Because the reaction from people, especially people that don't cover the team, who I know we're going to have coming on a little bit here, it's that was ugly, man.
But I do wonder, because he's the only one that matters. Stephen Ross is the and fans, I'm not taking away from how passionate you are about this team. Listen, nobody takes losses harder. There's two of us. Actually, there's three of us. O.J. McDuffie takes losses really hard. Kim Bocamper takes them really hard. I can't speak for all the other guys. Those are the only guys I see. And I take them. I'm usually in a crappy mood on Monday morning, besides being tired. And I just wonder how he feels. He's the one who puts some money into it and signing bonuses and get this nice facility if it's got a chance to get us more players and recruiting free agents and we need this because we want a nice stadium and want nice stuff for the wives and their kids when they come. And it's just got to
– what is he getting sold by Chris Greer, right? That's who he's talking to, right?
Off, man. It's just like no matter how nice somebody is or things we're doing, like at some point – and this better be it. I know what happened yesterday. This better be it. I hope Gold's right. It was just a bad day at the office. And once we get all our guys back.
Do you believe that?
No.
Yeah, but I
but,
so,
but,
Joe,
I,
like,
but I do believe, and you before you go, Waddle and Tyreek and then the drop-off. Yeah. But the problem is that's a lot of positions. That's not just one or two positions. That exists, and that concerns me. But
anyway. I just wonder how you sell to the owner. You're going into another season where you essentially have a 0% chance to win a Super Bowl.
He doesn't think that right now.
How could he not, though? He's a smart man.
He has been told they have broken down.
Would you believe that? Would you believe that, by the way, 0%? I don't see any path to winning a Super Bowl for this team this season.
No, I don't see winning a Super Bowl.
I just don't know how it could happen.
If we got to a Super Bowl.
With this team?
Hey, I had good teams and we didn't win a Super Bowl. We had really good teams we didn't win a Super Bowl. We either got upset at home or we lost AFC championship game at home or we lost in Super Bowl 17 and 19.
And you had one of the, what, three, five best quarterbacks ever play the game?
Yeah, but so that's why when you said, do we have any chance to win at all? No. Can we get there? No. Got to win a playoff game before.
I know, but that's the goal, though, isn't it? You can't set your goal at winning a wild card game.
But
that's just not the way to operate. You know, and I think there was maybe 1 year during this McDaniel thing that we went into the season, we felt like maybe they had a shot.
I never thought shot to Super Bowl. My thing
was it the second season with McDaniel when they were like, I mean, they were really good. I think it was after they hung 70
Woody.
On Denver or something, right?
Woody.
And you go, babe, this team might have a shot. It actually looks like a real
when you say that
football team.
Shot, what's that mean when you say we got a shot? Shot what?
A very outside shot.
At what?
At contending. Finish. At being a contender.
What's contender mean?
It means you have a chance to make the Super Bowl.
No, you ain't getting the Super Bowl.
Well, they're not this year.
Not getting
the
Super Bowl.
That's what we did the other day. We did who's a contender. Like how many teams think going into a season that they actually have a
chance to make
the Super Bowl?
I told you I think there's three, maybe four. I said see, that I day one so. When we started this, all right, football season. There's three teams. There's three frontier teams that are out in front of everybody. Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. And I got to give – I don't know. I'm on this Denver thing, man. I think Denver's got a chance to move up the ladder a little bit, but I might be wrong. But there's three. And everybody else is playing for that second tier. Chargers, here, Steelers, Cincinnati. I don't have any of them, like, up there with those other guys. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, here you go. The Dolphins, Joe, to win the Super Bowl this year are plus 7,500. They're in there with teams like Jacksonville and New England and Atlanta all have the same odds as the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. You know, I'd really like to get rid of folks more than anything. More than anything is the one, the 25-year one. I would love to see him win a playoff game. That's it. And if you don't, the chances of winning a playoff game, but, if you don't win your division, are not very good.
But here's the thing, Joe. What happens if somehow you pull off a miracle, you win 10 or 11 games, you get into the wild card, and you win one? And
then
you get smashed
change.
And you get smashed in the
Doesn't
next
matter.
Game.
You've already done more than they've done in 25 years.
So then we say run it back again.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay. My issue with this whole thing again.
They won a playoff game.
You have to, if you're not contending for a Super Bowl, what
First
are you
of
doing?
All, you know how good you are if you win a playoff game and you're good enough to get in there. Probably 10 wins, you can win 11 wins or 11 wins and win 12. Yeah, but they're not going to change things around here. I'm sorry.
They might not change things if they finish close to 500.
I don't know about that. I'm not drinking that. I don't speak for Tom, and I don't speak for Stephen Ross and Stephen Ross's family, the guys who run this thing. But if you're to tell me 8-9 and everybody comes back.
Everyone was damn sure it was happening this year.
I thought it was.
He sent out a
quickly.
Note to everyone.
By the way, quickly. I didn't even get on the bus. It was done. You're right.
Tyreek hadn't even quit yet.
No, it was by a few minutes he had. We got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. We'll take a quick break. We're way behind. Stay with us.
Javier on the stream here says, Tua's at the QB who's going to go out there and win you a game. Everything needs to be perfect for him to be successful. That shows he isn't the guy.
That's not accurate.
I don't know what you think about that, Omar. I think Tua can.
That's not accurate. Let me tell you why that's not accurate.
I'm going to say this, Omar. I think things need to be very good around him for him to be successful. Okay, I think his offensive line needs to be really good.
It wasn't in the Flores era.
Receivers need to be elite.
It wasn't in the Flores era.
Let's get one thing straight though, too, Omar. I know you're a big numbers guy, and Tua's the number guy, and all this stuff. He needs to win something of value at some point, right? For him to turn the corner to being, you know, elite, good, whatever name, you know, whatever label you want to put on it. He needs to win something of some value.
Okay.
Right?
What is
that? Not true.
Are we talking an AFC champion, AFC East?
You can start by beating the Bills in week three. I mean,
start by
beating the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to be tougher this year, don't you?
Didn't he sweep the Patriots? Didn't Miami sweep
I'm talking
the Patriots
about now. I'm talking about right now with this team you have put together. Look, the Dolphins are what? They're it's a pick 'em game? Going to Indy? Essentially, isn't that the line? I don't know if the line's changed.
I say Indy might be one point.
Yeah,
like
so it's
that.
A pick 'em game, right? That shows you where they think the Dolphins are at.
I don't think anybody knows where the Dolphins are at.
Like New England are going to be pushover games. I don't think, you know, obviously the Bills are not going to be. The Jets, I don't think the Jets are going to be a pushover.
Let's remember last year, Tua did beat the LA Rams. So he did beat a team that was playoff. Now, at the time, they were 500, something like that. But to say that he hasn't beaten good teams, he has beaten some good teams.
I don't like the narrative that he can't beat good teams. I also don't like the narrative that he needs everything perfect around him.
You don't like it as like it needs to be erased, or you don't like it that it exists?
No,
it's a factual narrative.
It's not accurate. Okay, well, the beating good teams
is. Another guy said the weather needs to be perfect. I mean, yeah, he struggles.
I'll give more validity to the weather. I will absolutely give more validity to the weather.
Hey, by the way, most guys like that game in Kansas City. Most guys would struggle in that weather. The guys that don't are the big dogs, right? The Mahomes, the Allens, the Lamars, like those guys are built for that. And Tua obviously not. But yeah, so the guy is Indy minus one. So it's a pick 'em game, right? Essentially for the first one. And that shows you what they think of the Dolphins. That's Vegas telling you.
Here's my thought process. One on this whole Tua needs everything perfect to be around him. Tua is the type of efficient quarterback where if he gives you the lead and the defense is allowed to pin their ears back, pretty much the game is over. Now, he can get you with efficiency on third down, efficiency in the red zone, he can get you the lead if he has a running game. Now, to me, that's the key.
How big of an if is that right now?
He can win you without a running game.
I'm talking about the running game. How big of an if is it that we are going to have a running game?
They can run the ball. They are better at running the ball, especially with power, especially behind the left side of the offensive line, than they've been in quite a while, probably since the Unicorns. What my issue is that right tackle spot is so leaky, and there is no Patrick Paul backup. There's nobody on the roster. Like, at this point, if Liam Eichenberg comes back, I'm playing him at left tackle, because he would be think about this. Think about who Liam Eichenberg is and the fact that he would be your best left tackle in your roster. That's how bad the situation is. You are literally just signing guy. You're signing the fourth offensive lineman off the street right now.
I mean, look, you have one of the most talented running backs in football in Devon Achane, and you know, whatever you think of the fantasy rankings.
I think he's more talented.
ESPN has him as the 12th rated fantasy player overall. So okay. Yeah, and I like, you know, I know people aren't big into those ratings and all this stuff, but I think that stuff holds a little value. Odds hold a little value. I think
it hold to winning? How much does that? I don't know fantasy.
If he ends up as the 12th best fantasy player of the season. If Devon Achane is a top 15 fantasy player, that means the Dolphins' offense had a good season. That probably means that Tyreek was able to eat too, right? And someone earlier had asked, is Tyreek worth a second round fantasy pick? I think Tyreek will have a monster bounce back season. I truly do. Because I also think Tyreek is probably tired of hearing the crap. I think Tyreek is tired of hearing people question him. And has he lost a step? Is he motivated? Is he this? Is he that? I think Tyreek will have a big bounce back year for the Dolphins. Omar, you rolled your eyes at me. I can see you on the screen rolling your eyes at me. You don't agree that he's going to have a bounce back.
I don't agree. I think there's a ton of motivation for Tyreek. This is a contract year for him. He's not going to get $40 million from the Dolphins. So he knows this.
You mean $40 million like the top guys are getting?
His contract is 40. Top guys are not getting $40 million. Top guys are getting $30 million, by the way. His contract is, he's on the books for $40 million. He is not getting $40 million, no matter under any circumstance. So he is in a contract year. Could I see Tyreek traded at the deadline? Absolutely, especially if this season goes left, and especially if he continues to be a headache. He still has value, and honestly, I think the Dolphins are getting tired of his stuff. However, and to be candid with you, the practice I think he injured himself at is a practice where I've seen him probably run the fastest ever. Like, I've never seen Tyreek that fast. He's put on a display that shows that he has improved on his speed, which is ridiculous to even think about. But when you're 30 years old, any injury takes longer to heal, and you're more susceptible to injuries. And right now, it's beginning to stack up for Tyreek. And I'm not saying that the oblique injury is a bad thing or a worrisome thing, but it's not a good thing. I remember Austin Jackson played with an oblique injury for the second half of last season, right when he got his contract. Because he was like, yeah, I'm playing with an oblique injury, and it's a challenge, and that's an offensive lineman. He doesn't have to do any running. Imagine having to run with an oblique injury. That's got to be painful and traumatic. And we saw what Tyreek played like last year when he was injured. To me, this is going to be a Jalen Waddle season.
That's interesting. I think Tyreek is going to have a big year, but I do see a scenario like you said where this thing gets off to a bad start or something like that. And no one is more likely to take a blowtorch to the locker room than that guy. I think we found that out, right? You're laughing. It's not really funny because you, by the way, would have to stand in there and take it. And you'd be an innocent bystander, but you're going to have to be in that locker room, man. Let me ask you this too, Omar, because you are in the locker room every day. Is there like a tension? Is there like a kind of a line you don't want to cross here with some of these guys? Like, does it feel like you're on thin ice? And you know what I mean? Like, or is everyone loose? Is it cool? Is everything in the past? We're all good to go. Like, what is the vibe right now inside that locker room around this team?
I could honestly tell you, they know what people are saying about them. Mm-hmm. that I'm not shy about calling them finesse and soft. Like,
yeah, you called them mentally weak on Twitter yesterday, along with the fan base. I'm not going to let you get away with that one.
No. I stand by every single word.
Some guy, like, you know, on the comments, I see the comments.
The season was over because you got bullied by. The season was over because you got bullied by a 15-win team in a joint practice. Season done yesterday, right? Dan Day, you could testify to this, right? Season was over, right?
According to some people, yes.
According to some people, probably 60% of the fan base.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people, like including that guy over there. Like season was done. You got bullied by a 15-win team that's a bully in the NFL.
Bullied
in a
everybody
in a joint practice, and season's over, right?
I mean, because Amon-Ra St. Brown took you to school like he takes everybody to school.
He took the fourth cornerback on the roster, which I don't know why this guy was going against Amon-Ra all practice, but he beat up on the fourth cornerback on your roster, and season's done. Season's over. We can't, you know, why are we even playing a game? Let's tank. Let's tank for something.
Well, this segment is just about over here, Omar. This guy, my man, Wayne D. Good morning again, Wayne D. You're right. Yes, I'm the one that Tua hopes Tua gets hurt, so I can be right. You're right. That's exactly.
People that is not true. There are a lot of people like that, but that is not you.
I enjoy that people, you know, think what or hear what they want to hear. It's fine. At least he's listening. Maybe half listening because he's making stuff up. But
that is not you. That is a large percentage of the fan base. A large percentage of the fan base wants Tua to get injured so they can say they were right. A large percentage of this fan base wants this team to lose so that Mike McDaniel can be fired.
I think fans want change, and I think that's
fair.
Very fair. But I don't think anyone realistically wants them to lose. I think what people don't want.
Oh, no, they want them to lose.
I'll tell you, they want
them to lose.
Apparently, I'm the leader of the hater crowd.
I hear Twitter. The majority of people on Twitter want this team to lose.
They can fire
everybody.
No, they don't want to be an 8 or 9 win team or a 7 win team.
No, they want to lose.
They don't want to be stuck in mediocrity. Okay. I don't think there's any of these people that, you know, the angriest of the angry Dolphin fan. If you said we're going to win 14 games this year and make a run to the conference championship game, like, I don't think anyone would say, no, I'd rather them lose.
No, but that's not realistic. But I can't tell you.
Maybe it's not.
I'm just telling you,
I think people would rather see them win than lose.
No. I'm telling you right now, they can win 10 games, maybe 11 if they stay healthy, which we all know that they're not going to do. They can win 10 games and be a first round exit in the playoffs. Do you want that, or do you want to lose and everybody be fired? I'm telling you right now, the majority of Dolphin fans want them to lose. And it's sickening. It's disappointing. It's disheartening. I deal with those players in the locker room. There are a lot of people putting in a lot of work to put together, make sure that they have the best season. There are a lot of people whose jobs are on the line, the whole organization's jobs on the line. And their own fan base want them to lose and suck. The majority of them.
Well, I have the Dolphins on the money line in week one, so I have that going. Dan, we got it. We'll get to this. We'll take a pause. Mike Florio is going to join us about a half an hour from now. He's been in on the Dolphins.
Flame roasting
a little bit. Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll come back. Mike Florio joins us about half an hour from now here on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.